With SR News, I'm John Scott. Heavy fighting erupted around a hospital in northern Gaza, where thousands of patients and displaced people have been sheltering for weeks.
According to the health ministry in Hamas-ruled Gaza and a medical worker inside the facility, a shell struck the second floor of the Indonesian hospital, killing at least 12 people. There's been no immediate comment from the Israeli military. Israeli forces are focused on clearing medical facilities that they say Hamas militants use for cover. The advance on the Indonesian hospital comes a day after the WHO evacuated 31 premature babies from the Shifa hospital in Gaza City, the territory's largest. They were among more than 250 critically ill or wounded patients stranded there. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin making an unannounced visit to Kyiv in a high-profile push to keep money and weapons flowing to Ukraine, even as U.S. and international resources are stretched by the Israel-Hamas conflict. Also at srnnews.com, more people will be traveling this Thanksgiving holiday compared to last year. Correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
It's going to be a busy week for travelers. Aixa Diaz is a spokeswoman for AAA.
AAA is projecting 55.4 million Americans are going to head out of town, and that's 50 miles or more from home for this Thanksgiving period. We look at the Wednesday through Sunday as our holiday travel period for Thanksgiving, and this is an increase over last year.
And what are some of the top destinations?
Florida, anything warm weather. Hawaii is popular. Also the big cities, the tourist destinations, New York City, Las Vegas, and then you've also got the theme park.
AAA says almost 89% of travelers will be driving this year. I'm Shelley Adler.
On Wall Street, the Dow ahead 105 points. The NASDAQ is up 111. This is SRN News. A former Chicago public school student awarded $150,000.
A U.S. district judge says teachers violated the religious freedom rights of Marriott Green when she was forced to participate in Hindu-inspired meditation at Bogan High, despite her Christian faith. The meditation program was developed for the schools by the David Lynch Foundation, which promotes transcendental meditation for mental health. Green says she was told if she did not participate in the meditation, her grades would suffer. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court says a Louisiana lawyer who objected to the State Bar Association's promotion of homosexuality cannot be forced to join or pay dues to the association. This order blocks the Louisiana State Bar Association from forcing attorney Randy Boudreau to join the LSBA or pay its dues, at least for now. This is SRN News. Food safety officials investigating a Chicago commuter train crash that injured nearly 40 people when it slammed into snow removal equipment. They're focusing on a design problem with its braking system. NTSB will likely need a year up to 18 months to produce a final report with an analysis of what happened. Toy makers striving to expand their reach beyond the traditional customer base.
They're tweaking original classic games or coming out with new ones that embrace senior citizens. The products are being marketed as a way for older folks to sharpen their brain skills while helping them connect with other family members and friends. But while some researchers welcome toy makers paying more attention to older consumers, like adding larger font sizes, they also warn customers of their product's limitations. For example, don't expect the games to boost cognitive skills. Rich Thomason reporting.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.